The Purification of Alms, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Rajagaha in the bamboo grove, the squirrel's feeding ground. Then, in the late afternoon, Sariputta came out of retreat and went to the Buddha. He bowed and sat down to one side. The Buddha said to him, "Sariputta, your faculties are so very clear and your complexion is pure and bright. What kind of meditation are you usually practicing these days?" "Sir, these days I usually practice the meditation on emptiness." "Good, good, Sariputta. It seems you usually practice the meditation of a great man, for emptiness is the meditation of a great man." Now a mendicant might wish, "May I usually practice the meditation on emptiness?" So they should reflect, "Along the path that I went for alms, or in the place I wandered for alms, or along the path that I returned from alms, was there any desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in my heart for sights known by the eye?" Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that there was such a desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in their heart, they should make an effort to give up those unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that there was no such desire or greed or hate or delusion or repulsion in their heart, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, "Along the path that I went for alms, or in the place I wandered for alms, or along the path that I returned from alms, was there any desire or greed or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in my heart for sounds known by the ear?" Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that there was such a desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in their heart, they should make an effort to give up those unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that there was no such desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in their heart, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, "Along the path that I went for alms, or in the place I wandered for alms, or along the path that I returned from alms, was there any desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in my heart for smells known by the nose?" Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that there was such a desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in their heart, they should make an effort to give up those unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that there was no such desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in their heart, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, "Along the path that I went for alms, or in the place I wandered for alms, or along the path that I returned from alms, was there any desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in my heart for tastes known by the tongue?" Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that there was such a desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in their heart, they should make an effort to give up those unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that there was no such desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in their heart, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, "Along the path that I went for alms, or in the place I wandered for alms, or along the path that I returned from alms, was there any desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in my heart for touches known by the body?" Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that there was such a desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in their heart, they should make an effort to give up those unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that there was no such desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in their heart. They should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skilful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, along the path that I went for alms, or in the place I wandered for alms, or along the path that I returned from alms, was there any desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in my heart for thoughts known by the mind? Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that there was such a desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in their heart, they should make an effort to give up those unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that there was no such desire, or greed, or hate, or delusion, or repulsion in their heart, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skilful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, have I given up the 5 kinds of sensual stimulation? Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have not given them up, they should make an effort to do so. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have given them up, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skilful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, have I given up the 5 hindrances? Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have not given them up, they should make an effort to do so. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have given them up, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skilful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, have I completely understood the 5 grasping aggregates? Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have not completely understood them, they should make an effort to do so. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have completely understood them, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skilful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, have I developed the 4 kinds of mindfulness meditation? Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they haven't developed them, they should make an effort to do so. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have developed them, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, have I developed the 4 right efforts? Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they haven't developed them, they should make an effort to do so. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have developed them, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, have I developed the 4 bases of psychic power? Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they haven't developed them, they should make an effort to do so. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have developed them, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, have I developed the 5 faculties? Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they haven't developed them, they should make an effort to do so. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have developed them, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, have I developed the 5 powers? Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they haven't developed them, they should make an effort to do so. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have developed them, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, have I developed the 7 awakening factors? Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they haven't developed them, they should make an effort to do so. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have developed them, they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, have I developed the Noble Eightfold Path? Suppose that, upon checking, A mendicant knows that they haven't developed it. They should make an effort to do so. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have developed it. They should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, have I developed serenity and discernment? Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they haven't developed them. They should make an effort to do so. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have developed them. They should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Furthermore, a mendicant should reflect, have I realized knowledge and freedom? Suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they haven't realized them. They should make an effort to do so. But suppose that, upon checking, a mendicant knows that they have realized them. They should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Whether in the past, future, or present, all those who purify their alms food do so by continually checking in this way. So, Sariputta, you should all train like this. We shall purify our alms food by continually checking. That is what the Buddha said. Satisfied, Venerable Sariputta was happy with what the Buddha said.